This evening is a big night for Hollywood. As all of you know, there's the Oscars. And Oscars are representing their awards for movies. And movies, in essence, tell a story. And that's what we're going to be doing now, is listening to testimonies, their stories about people's lives. But it's not just about any type of story. It's a story actually about God, about how God brought and how he kind of intertwined things and made things happen so that he would be displayed in their lives. That's what a testimony is. It's testifying to the goodness of God, saying, this is what my life was like before, but by God's grace, he's changed me, and this is who I am now. So I hope that as you listen to these testimonies, you'll be in awe, not of the person, but of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be listening to the different testimonies before our brothers and sisters get baptized. And I'm going to be doing a quick introduction of each. And at this time, Pastor Brian will be entering the baptismal tank. But first, I would like to call up Soshi Odawara, who will be reading Lily's testimony. Soshi is from Japan, and both of them met at our international student ministry called Spectrum. And he has played a vital role in helping Lily to understand just the grace of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to call up Soshi right now. And Soshi's not only been reading, but he's also the boyfriend of Lily, too. So come on forward.
This is the testimony of Lily Sue. I had been living in Taiwan for 26 years before I came to the U.S. I graduated and worked in Taiwan. I thought I would live my whole life in Taiwan. To come to the U.S. was like a dream come true. God has been showing me his plan through my Aunt Michelle's support. She has helped me pay for school here. Through her support, I could come here and go to school again. However, I didn't speak English well. I was totally a stranger in this country. The first few months were just hard for me. Another grace that God gave me is that I could live with Aunt May and Uncle John. They accompanied me when I felt alone. In December 2011, 1 month after I came to the States, I visited Lighthouse Community Church and its international student ministry called Spectrum for the first time. I was so impressed because everyone was so welcoming and kind to me. I saw how Dan, Jessica, Vivi, Daniel, Jolene, Claudine, Euphemio, Katie, Tracy, Soshi, and many other leaders in Spectrum showed the love from Christ to every international student like me. Through Spectrum's Bible study, God has revealed his glory and answering my questions by Dan's leading. It's an amazing process for me to gradually realize how I was saved. And it all started when God brought me from Taiwan to America and in America to Spectrum. Romans 1:28 says, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. This verse answered my question about my past. I've wasted my time doing things that I should not be doing. Even though I have regret, God tells me that I still have time to rejoice in his love. Spectrum is what God used to show me that a person who is imperfect like me is still loved by God because of Jesus. I still don't know how and why it happened, but God's love fulfills my heart abundantly through Jesus and his ministry at Spectrum. Today I want to be baptized because I want to let everybody know that I deserve death because of my own sin, but God sent his only son, Jesus, to earth and paid my debts by dying on the cross. I now reborn in the Holy Spirit and become a new creation. I no longer live this life for myself, And I live this life for Jesus because he saved this life. And I want to love my Savior with my all. I am excited and looking forward to growing in Christ with my sisters and brothers I have met in Spectrum and Lighthouse. I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide me through God's words in my life.